7:49. Listen to Wake Up Tucson on KVOI.com or KVOI 10:30 a.m. And we got a special guest, Javier Morales with All Sports Tucson. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up Tucson, Javier.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
And wanted to talk to you a little bit about the website and a little bit about your preview of the football season. Tell us about the top 50 games in U of A football history.
Well, it's been something that I've worked on the last, I would say, 5-6 years. I presented basically each 2 years. So the last time I did it was 2 years ago. And I go through the games each time and update them. Today we're on day number 44. I haven't published it yet, so that's going to come out soon. And it's just a reflection of all the greatest games, wins or losses, and even a couple ties that have happened in Arizona history through the years, even back to when they became Wildcats in 1914. That game is included when they played Occidental, and that's where they got their nickname. That game is also included in the top 50. So it's just a wide-ranging history of Arizona football, which many people appreciate. And some probably wish had more, but it's still there, and there is a lot of tradition involved with Arizona football.
And so it just says, it's top 50 games, and you start at 50 days out from the football season, so it's a good primer to get people up to speed on U of A football. Yesterday's was about Art Lupino, the Cactus Comet, and a significant figure in U of A history. Tell us about the Texas Tech game. That was number 50 when you started, where they scored they did an interesting combination of scores in the last couple minutes of the game.
Right. It was a touchdown, a game-winning field goal, and a safety that capped the game after the field goal was made by Lee Pister. I don't know if you guys remember this or around, but Texas Tech was like a huge rival of Arizona's in that time, back from the Border Conference days, and Arizona never could beat Texas Tech. They have some like a 27-9 record or something like that against Arizona, something ridiculous like that. And so that was a huge, that was always a huge game, and for Arizona to come out on top in that kind of fashion, everything had to fall their way at the end, and it did. Texas Tech had the lead. All they had to do was to get a first down in the waning minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's defense stopped them, and Texas Tech's offense is one of the best in the nation. And Arizona's defense stopped them on three downs. They had to punt it away. Arizona drove down and scored a touchdown. They drove down and they got the field goal. After they scored a touchdown, they drove down and got the field goal after they stopped Texas Tech on four downs and made the game-winning field goal. And then on the ensuing kickoff, the Texas Tech returner came out of the end zone and then ran back and was tackled for a safety. And that's how the game ended. It's kind of chaotic.
Amazing.
And I was at the stadium. It was one of the craziest sequences that you'll ever see at Arizona Stadium.
Maybe. And tell the folks about the website. It's allsportstucson.com, where they can find these on a daily basis.
Right. Plenty of sports, a lot of youth sports. My brother Andy Morales does a lot of Tucson area high school and youth sports that has really bolstered the website. Last September, Anthony Jimeno and Steve Rivera came on board. They're two longtime sports journalists. They lend a lot as far as their sports knowledge of the U of A and Tucson sports in general. We enhanced our website with them on board. Steve's done a lot of work in the community with sponsorship and getting the website to look the way it does now with some of the people that he knows. They restructured the website. So it started basically 2009 when Arizona was looking for a basketball coach after the 2 years of the interim staffs after Lute Olson left. I ran a website of uahoopscoach.com. It was basically a site geared around the search for the Arizona's new head coach, and it was widely popular. I guess a lot of people like uncertainty. They want to know what's going to happen next instead of what's happening now. And there was a lot of interest in that, and got very popular. Of course, after Sean Miller was hired, that ended things there as far as the fervor of the site. But I kept it around, and I changed the name of it. It became wildaboutazcats.net, and then eventually allsportstucson.com when my brother joined about 4 years ago. After TucsonCitizen.com went down, he was writing for that, and that no longer existed. So he came on board, and he's been writing about youth sports, and that's when we changed to All Sports Tucson to include youth sports with the Arizona University of Arizona, and that's how it came about.
So looking back, I mean, between games that you've personally attended and remembrances you've gotten from people that were games earlier. Looking back, you've researched Arizona football about as well as anybody ever. And what do you think kind of the best year or the best team of the last 50 years has been, in your opinion?
Oh, in my opinion, it was the 1982 year. That's when they beat Notre Dame on a last-second field goal, Max and Deus, last-second field goal. They beat they tied a UCLA team that was in the top 10. They beat ASU that year. That was the year that they were going into probation from the previous staff. Larry Smith was the head coach.
Was it probation from the Mason years?
From the Mason years, correct. Okay. Yeah. Despite all that, and the uncertainty, you know, with recruiting, the recruits knowing that Arizona was going on probation, Larry Smith was able to build some great teams. They actually improved during that time. And 1982 was a heck of a year. That was the year where they had some really big wins. They beat Stanford also that year that had John Elway as quarterback. That was a team that had Ricky Hundley, Tom Tunnicliffe, you name it. I'm not sure if David Adams was on it yet, but Chuck Cecil would come on later on, but that was a heck of a team that was an inspirational team to achieve so much despite all the uncertainties around the program, with some very big wins, some memorable wins that are going to be on the top 50 list.
And if you go onto Facebook and you like allsportstucson.com, you're going to get these daily stories about the football season history in your Facebook feed, and you'll also get all the other content that Javier mentioned from Javier, Steve Rivera, Anthony Jimeno, and Andy Morales, your brother, doing high school coverage.
Right. We also have we're doing a lot more boxing too. Jose Roman does a lot of stuff on that because it's growing. It's coming back in Tucson. It's getting very popular again. There's some big fights coming up, so we're doing a lot of stuff on that. And it's just that we're trying to live up to the All Sports Tucson theme by doing as much as we can.
So looking ahead, and we got about a minute left, what do you think the prospects are for the football team this year?
I think, coming off two injury-filled years of disappointments, I think this will be a bounce-back year. Now, I don't think it's going to be a tremendously bounce-back year. I think it'll be a six-win, possibly seven-win season. Because they do have their defense is improving. They have more numbers at least, and the offense. Although they lose a ton of receivers, they do have one of the best running back combinations in the conference with Wilson and Taylor, and the quarterback situation with Dawkins and Tate is kind of up in the air. We don't know how good those guys really are. One promising thing is Arizona's offensive line returns mostly intact. It's one of the more experienced lines in the nation. So hopefully that experience will translate into something promising instead of the troubles they've had the last couple of years. Hopefully they've improved from their experience because they have a great stable running backs, and they have two running quarterbacks that have good arms. So we'll see what happens. It's just a wait-and-see type thing.
Javier, thanks for being on today. We'll have you on again soon. And appreciate you being on. Go to allsportstucson.com or on Facebook and follow what's going on in Tucson sports. Wake Up Tucson. We'll be right back after the news.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on. Intelligent Talk 24-7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something new for...